cut to the chase.
Okay.
Sarah, from Hey Frey.
Woo! It's a podcast, not a cast pod. Hey Frey, every day she'll make you say, oh my God.
Oh my God.
She got the scoop. On pop culture news, so grab a drink, it ain't what you think, it's Sarah and the crew.
Oh, the crew is so good today. It is so good today, and I probably look like literally when I walked in this morning, Charlie, who's one of the owners at Podcast Village, was like, oh my God, are you like doing work as a clown now? I was like, what? I am not like, no. I think this is a very fashionable jumpsuit that's very colorful, Charlie. Thanks a lot.
I think you look amazing.
Thank you, Allie.
Guys don't know. You know,
men don't know fashion.
Don't.
I know. I mean, really, coming in, he's like, oh, I didn't know that you got a side job as a clown. I'm like, what? What the hell? Anyway, you'll be able to see my jumpsuit. I'll talk about that later on. Welcome to the Hey Frasier podcast. I'm Sarah Frasier. We are live on Facebook. And today I am so excited. This woman is an incredible woman who has worked in the radio business for 10 years in D.C. I never got to work at the same station as you. We were either like on at different times or radio competitors. And I just love being at the point in my life, though, like, fuck all the like old like, oh, we're radio competitors. We can't hang out.
I can't like your pictures. Oh, my gosh. I know, to like, we're actually able to be out in public together.
Out in public together.
Wow.
Allie Jacobs is my special guest. She is co-hosting the entire show today. And you know Allie from, you got your start at at Mix 107.3, right?
Yes, the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
You were with Jack Diamond for how long?
I started in college where I would seriously be partying at Adams Morgan and then like, take a cab to the morning show. So it's like a blur, but I feel like 7 years, probably.
Seven years you were on that morning show. That's like,
I think.
That's amazing.
I know.
And then you went from Mix.
I was on the Boxer show at WMZQ.
That's right. Oh my God. Boxer was a great guy.
It lasted a strong 6 months.
Oh, oh, damn. All right. Well, welcome to radio.
I know, but I got to say, I'm so bummed about that one because working with him, like you just said, Boxer's amazing.
Oh, he's such a great guy and has a real, actually a legit reputation, which a lot of radio guys don't.
Yes.
Like he actually has a good reputation in the business.
And it's true and it's genuine. And I had the best time working with him. But 6 months later, they canceled us and... Then I was doing middays for a while.
So middays. So you've heard her voice forever, but now you are out of radio. You've been out of radio how long?
Since November. What is that?
Whatever, like 6 months?
Yeah, exactly. It's been 6 months. Yeah.
So your life started 6 months ago. Like
life started 6 months ago. You're totally right about that.
So I know. I'm telling you. Like I used to tell people years ago, and they were like, why'd you leave radio? I was like, well, where do I start?
Well,
so many reasons.
I know, but when you're in it, it's scary to think of what you could be doing outside of radio. You're like, what am I going to be doing, you know, hosting grocery store grand openings for the rest of my life? Like what am I gonna be doing?
I do that too.
Yeah, like I don't know what to do though. I just didn't know what like skills I had. So when I was fired, I was scared, but then immediately kind of took what I know. Like, you know, we know how to build a brand, we know how to do event planning. So that's what I've really been doing on the side too, is some consulting stuff.
Oh, that's perfect. And I've seen you on and off appearances on WJLA. You can definitely do TV. I was watching some of your appearances over the past couple of days. You were great.
It's fun to just do stuff here and there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nothing like consistent.
And then we'll talk about, you have a new project coming out that's going to be enormous. And I think this is just going to be such a launching pad for you.
Thanks.
But I also wanted to have you on because I wanted you to talk about being a woman in a male-dominated industry. And then also, you've just had some really tough life things happen over the past couple of years. And I've just watched you, you know, from afar, and we've kind of messaged and... But, you know, you really handled everything so well. And I think you sharing that story of strength and losing a parent unexpectedly is just something so many people need to hear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that happened 6 months ago.
Yeah. You lost your dad only passed away. Wait, how long ago?
It was a year. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a year in April. It was a year last month.
Year last month.
Yeah.
So, and Allie's dad was a stand-up comedian in New York. And then that was kind of his side gig, right? I mean,
he was a full-time stockbroker by day. I mean, a good one, too. President. I mean, he was killing it. And then all of a sudden, he came to visit me once. And I took him to, they were doing some improv at the Marriott Hotel in Bethesda. And I was like, Dad, you know what? Surprise, I got you 5 minutes. Go up on stage.
What?
So this was like 4 years ago. He got up on stage, and there are some people, I mean, with comedians, when they get that like bite into it and they just, they love it and become addicted. So he became addicted. He immediately went to Caroline's in New York, took classes
there. Which is
there.
Like one of the greatest comedy clubs maybe ever.
Oh yeah. And because, I mean, he just was such a natural at it. Like he was so captivating. He would tell stories that were, by the way, so inappropriate. Like him talking about porn, me listening to it was like not okay. But anyways.
Yeah, usually it's the reverse. It's the kids talking about porn and then like the parents. Wow.
I was like, ah, okay. But, and then Richard Lewis, who is, I mean, a comedic icon, Curb Your Enthusiasm, he took him on tour and they became best friends.
What? Oh my God. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the reasons I reached out to you, I wanted you to come on and co-host this show, is you were very generous to me a couple of years ago when I was, I don't know if it was in between or maybe I was back at 107.3. Like we briefly had a show there before Jack came back, you know. It's kind of funny.
He's back.
Yeah, Jack is back. Yeah. We tried. We gave it a good go for like a year and a half, but people never really caught on. But anyway.
I liked it. But
yeah, I think it had potential. But you know, the radio business, and we'll talk about this because I wanted to know when you first walked in, I was like, do you miss radio? Because it's a business where it's oddly like addicting. The power of radio is still there to some degree, but the behind the scenes is just so crazy. And you know, the problem with when we were at 107.3 is I actually think the morning show was hitting its stride with Sarah Tye and Mel, but there was just never any promotional money. You know, there was never any way to market and change that brand of mix. So, I mean, in hindsight, I think it made sense for them to bring Jack back.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. And when it comes to if I miss radio, honestly, so back to with my dad, when he passed away in April, from April, that 6 months, I had a new boss at work. And, you know, losing a parent and having a new boss, I just felt like I've completely lost control of who I am. And my dad would be the one who I would have called when I wasn't happy, when I wasn't feeling, you know, inspired or motivated or like I wasn't being heard where I was working every day. So honestly, I don't miss it because when I was fired, I almost felt like my dad was telling me, go, they're offering you money to leave and do what you want to do. So to me, I thought it was like a blessing.
What do you think the hardest part about being a woman in the media business is?
I do feel like a lot of times it's, for me personally, it was having confidence that I wasn't being taken and being taken seriously. Like there had been a couple of different times where I would be at backstage parties, let's say for Florida Georgia Line or, you know, Luke Bryan, whoever, and I felt awkward, you know, going into the room because it was all these men there and I felt uncomfortable. But my mentor is a woman and she was like, Allie, you deserve to be back here just like everybody else. You go back there. Now, when my mentor left and I had a new boss, I didn't feel like I could go in there anymore.
Right.
It was just, I don't know why. It was, and maybe it was my own insecurity. Maybe it's not a woman thing, but I definitely felt like I was just like, oh, she's the midday girl.
Why do you think that is? I can completely relate when I was in radio. You know, there's something about that business. I don't know if it's male dominated. This is what I'd be curious to hear your opinion on. It was always a level, too, for me of like, yeah, they wanted to make you doubt yourself. When you were on a roll, it was always like you were being called in. You were too much,
yes.
You know, to scale it back. You're too much on your social media. Mm-hmm. Do you think that? Why do you think that is? I always used to think it was more about like they never want, and I still feel this in media. I think we're in this weird time where like I don't think companies want you to become a star because then they have to pay you like a star.
Right. Or then they'll lose you if you leave. Right. So they like to kind of keep it dialed back. I totally agree on it. And I also
Do you think that's what it is? Or do you think it was men being insecure that women were taking the spotlight?
I mean, a little bit of that as well, I think.
Yeah.
When I would go home and tell my husband about certain things that I would hear, just in general, not specifically where I was, you know, he's a man and he was saying it sounds like it's a boys club, you know, and that's what it was. And so maybe it is that thing where it's they just want the control because they're insecure. So they want the control over how successful you as a woman you are going to be because they need to be the man and they need to do it.
Yeah. I think it's like a combination of things.
Yeah.
But I do. I think that's why right now you see so many people breaking off, having podcasts, having their own shows and succeeding, because I think they realize these companies just don't, they don't want you to be you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's how I felt. I felt like I was losing my sense of self, my identity. I wanted to, I would, you know, send these emails about all these creative things I wanted to do. And it would just be like put into the middle of nowhere. Like I would never be heard. And it almost took away. I mean, it did take away. I wasn't motivated anymore.
Right.
I would go into work late, leave early, because when you have people not caring about you and not fighting with you and pushing you, you stop caring. So I was honestly at the end doing it so half-assed because yeah. that seemed to be enough.
Why give a shit? You know, you feel like you,
why care?
You put it out. You try to do your best. And then when you're completely ignored or shut down all the time, you're like, fuck it. Why am I
doing it?
Why am I trying that hard?
And that's just not who we are, you right. know? So then being let go and set free, I'm like, my first paycheck that I got outside of working where I was for $200. And I tell you, I am more proud of that $200 yes, than I have right? been proud of any paycheck in a long time.
Right?
Yeah.
Why do you think, you know, this is my other thing too, in like going out and starting my own brand and everything. I guess I never understood the mentality of like, you're either with us or you're against us. And this whole thing of like in radio, we were pressured the same way. We couldn't hang out with other radio personalities. You know, we were told same thing, can't like pictures, all this stuff. That's the other thing that was so bizarre to me. I wonder if that is what I wonder, because I've always been in media, is that the norm? Like, does that happen in other businesses?
I don't think it does. So I recently went to some PR party, and there were a couple TV people that I knew there from different stations. And they were talking together, and they're like, oh, we should all take a picture together. And I was like, you all are allowed to do that? And they're like, yeah, of course. Like, what does it matter? And that's when I realized that it was not normal that we couldn't be friends in public or, you know, encourage each other on social media.
What do you think? I mean, you've been in radio, you know, you exited a little bit later than I did. Where do you think the state of radio stands now?
Gosh, I feel...
No, I'm always, you know, because radio is my first love. It really is. And I love to talk. I love the connection that you have with people. I absolutely love it. It's sad to see this industry just declining.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, for me too, I sat there every day and I kept thinking, why aren't women leading morning shows? Why aren't they leading night shows? Why aren't they leading afternoon shows? And not just a solo one person woman. Why can't a woman lead, you know, why isn't it the Sarah Allie and, you know, Aaron show, mm-hmm. you know, why it just,
I know. And honestly, but where I think radio is, I had to take a sip of wine first before I could talk about that.
Sip your rosé.
honestly, I feel like there's so much potential to be bigger and not just be
yeah.
in radio, where you can take your brand all over social media, take it to not only have your show, but have podcasts too. It's just, you have to do it. Like, you can't just roll in, do your 5 to 9 show and think that that's enough, because it's not enough anymore. So if you take it to the next level on your own and push it and don't listen to, you know, whatever the higher ups are saying, then radio is going to be fine. But I feel like you can't just think that everything's going to be great if you just roll in and do your 5 to 9 slot and call it a day, because that's not how it is anymore.
Right.
It's not.
Like, radio is now a piece of a bigger brand.
Yes.
It's a piece of your, you know, you've got your Instagram brand, you've got your radio brand, you've got your podcast, you've got your TV appearances. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's exhausting.
Exhausting. Yeah. That's why I'm happy to be out of it.
How much more Botox can I get, really, you know? Look, people are on Facebook Live. You can share the Facebook Live right now. It's always on my Sarah Fraser page. Gustav says, this is an amazing conversation, and he's giving you eye blinks, like he's loving your eyes, Allie. Christine says, hi, girls. Alyssa is also on. This is an amazing show. I am loving all this. Well, no problem. We're here to dish.
Okay.
We'll dish it off, please. What do you want to know?
Yeah.
You got questions? Leave them on the Facebook Live. I also want to thank two sponsors, and then we didn't talk about your dad and the sudden passing, and I want to finish why I'm so grateful for you. So two things. Mark Livingstone is an amazing person who works with us from cornerstonefirst.com. If you need a mortgage, they are your people. You can sign up just by going to cornerstonefirst.com. Mark will get you qualified, whether you're a first-time homeowner or if you're buying your second or third home. All fees up to $450 are completely waived when you tell him that Hey Frage sent you. I actually went on a date with him, Allie, back in the day.
Wait,
and
really?
Now he's the mortgage guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's like
you did something right. Yeah. Cool.
He's like, and you're a homeowner, right?
Yes.
Was it difficult buying your first home?
Luckily, my husband is like the pro with all of that. So
thankfully, you didn't have to do it.
I'm,
this sounds great. No, I'm with you. Please, if you don't have Allie's husband, you can call Mark.
Sure.
CornerstoneFirst.com. Hit their website, sign up, and definitely tell him that Hey Fresh Podcast sent you. You will get all those fees waived. Once you buy the house, you also need homeowner's insurance. And I just got my first life insurance policy.
Yes, you need that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a son. I know.
Yeah.
All these things. Please. If the house doesn't burn, then you die. You know, you need like one or the other. You need to go see Jessica Claros. We are all about female-owned businesses. She is a farmer's insurance representative. She's got it all covered. You can call her for a no-obligation quote, 301-273-1133. Jessica Claros is your local farmer's agent. She's right in Silver Spring, Maryland. She got you covered for pet, boat, renters, motorcycle, home, auto, and life. So all that. Be sure to check them out. Anyway, so Allie, what I was going to say is I was so grateful because I think I was in between jobs and I maybe had run into you at the gym and you had said to me, you know, if you're ever interested in stand up and improv, because I've always kind of toyed with that. You were like, I'm happy to connect you with my dad and like he can, you know, he can talk to you. You were always so good about that. And I never did meet him in person, but I saw that he passed away so unexpectedly, right?
Yes. So it's like still very, very hard to talk about, mostly because when I tell the story, it's almost like I'm telling it about somebody else. Like I can't believe it. So I had talked to him earlier that morning. He was on a business trip in Mexico. I called him and he was coming in that weekend to take my son, Sam, to a swim class. And I was like, hey, remember your bathing suit? We can't wait to see you. And a couple hours later, I saw I had a missed call from my stepmom who was in Mexico with my dad. And she called me like twice. And so I'm picking my son up from daycare. He's in the car with me. And I call my stepmom and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Everything okay? And she goes, no, I need you to call me when you get home. And I was like, no, you need to tell me right now. Is my dad okay? And she starts crying.
Oh, my God.
And I'm driving with my son. And she goes, I need you to pull over. So I pulled into this parking lot. Nobody was there. And she told me, he was sitting at the pool and he just dropped dead. He had a massive heart attack. And I heard those words and I literally fell to the hot pavement and just like wailed like I've never wailed before.
I could be emotional because, you know, I lost my dad in high school. I knew it was coming, but it was very quick from diagnosis to passing. So it's like when you get that call, it is just... I know what it's like. It's like the wind is completely gone.
Oh, my gosh. And so I'm there crying. Then my son starts crying. And then I'm like, wait, I'm still a mom. Like, I'm in mom mode right now. I got to get my kid home. I got to get him dinner. My husband's out at an event tonight. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do right now? Like, I can't even process this. I'm in a state of shock. And so I drove my son and I home. And I was making him dinner, and this is like crazy. I called my husband. He was on the metro, and there's like a second of service on the metro, right? And that's when his phone rang, and he was like, hey, you know, what's going on? I can't talk right now. I'm on the metro. And I just screamed what had happened. And he came home, and it was just a lot. I had to fly to Mexico to get my dad home. It was this whole awful situation, but it just made me look at life and family and what's important to me so much differently.
Yeah, I know. And I loved watching your relationship from afar because I feel like you guys were two people that, you know, you just had a great relationship with him.
Yeah, I mean, he was my person. And it was hard for him when I got married because, I mean, he was happy I was off his bill. He didn't have to pay for me anymore. He was happy about that. But he was sad because, like, I always called him for advice about everything. So when Matt came in the picture, you know, he kind of had to pass the torch a little bit.
I love your husband too, by the way. I had read that you're actually the two of you met because he bought you at an auction, which sounds very like sexist, but it all worked out. And you've got a great man. I mean, you always write so lovingly of him.
Yes.
You know, sounds like, you know, he really stood by you through one of the lowest points of your life.
Oh, my
gosh.
Honestly, like before there was my dad passing, you know, after we had our son, I had postpartum anxiety. He came with me to therapy for that. He came to therapy for my dad. He really is my rock. Like, I believe he's here with me for a reason, because my dad is not anymore. Like, I mean, Matt has been unbelievable. But yeah, he bought me at a bar. He paid $300, and as he says, he's still paying. And yeah, it was a date auction.
That is perfect. We just brought up a picture. You guys are a gorgeous couple.
Oh gosh, that was pre-baby. Now we both look very tired. So.
Well, you looked hot as hell there. I'm like, damn.
I know.
That is like one hot Washingtonian couple right there. Looking so good. And you have a little son, Sam.
Yes.
What was the postpartum? You know, I hear a lot of women talk about this, which, I mean, first of all, if I ever get pregnant, I'm going to be like so old. I'll be 40 years old. I mean, they'll have to wheel me in here. Like, I mean, isn't at that point you can't even stand, right? Because fear of losing the baby.
No,
like, you have to just like be like rolled everywhere in a stretcher. Like, you're so old. That will be me. They'll have me doing this by hospital bed, because they're like, if you move the kid, we don't know, like the kid, who knows. So like,
I think it depends on the situation.
This is what kills me, right? The kid comes out, like, you're depressed, like you can't eat, you're nauseous the whole time. The kid comes out, and then like you're more depressed.
Oh yeah, it's so funny. My friend, she's trying to get pregnant right now, and she's like, I'm really scared about like the delivery. I was like, girl, don't, like, you black out during the delivery. It's raising
that part
a
seems
baby.
Easy.
Okay.
Right? They like give you all the drugs. Yes. Your body's not, that part seems, did you have the epidural?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Me too.
Oh,
you're, I wouldn't like, even play. Too. I know people are like, are you going to do it all natural? Fuck no.
No. Okay.
Absolutely,
but I will
not
tell you, when I asked for the epidural, there was, at the same time I delivered in DC, there was a gunshot situation. So all the anesthesiologists had to rush to this gunshot surgery. And so I had to wait like 5 hours to get my epidural.
What?
I was like an animal. I was like a rabid beast on all fours. My husband was like scared. I was like foaming at the mouth. It was not good.
So what happens with postpartum like anxiety? What does that feel like? Because for every mom, it sounds so different. It sounds scary. And how do you even know you're having it?
So for me, I always was anxious. So I guess it should be no surprise that I developed postpartum anxiety. It's just, A, your hormones are crazy, especially if you're breastfeeding. You know, you don't feel like you're ever doing enough, not to mention you're so sleep deprived. And I'm also a very scheduled person. Like, you know, today getting here, I knew the exact time I needed to leave, right, to a T. When you have a baby, like, shit hits the fan. You have no control over anything, and you just lose who you are. You don't know what you're doing. And so that can really develop anxiety, where you feel like you're just not doing anything right. It's truly like an out-of-body experience. I had to have, it was my husband and my lactation consultant, they had basically an intervention with me.
Really?
And they were like, you need help. Because I was so in it that I didn't see it. And as soon as they said that, I was like, whoa, I do need help. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So through therapy,
you can therapy, get oh my back. Gosh. Yeah. Now people are like, you're the most laid back, you know, mom was like too laid back. I was like,
Sam's driving the car. Whatever.
Exactly. Hey. Pour me more wine, please.
Sam, get your own bottle. You're all good. He's what, three now?
He's two-ish. Two-something.
Two, three, whatever. I mean,
exactly.
Honestly. As long as their fingers aren't in a socket, aren't we good?
I know. Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel now. Therapy is amazing.
Look, I want you here, too, because you, you know, the hard part whenever I did middays, it's like you don't get to really, like, talk up, like, a long subject. So I want to hear some of your thoughts on some pop culture things that are happening and have you kind of weigh in. So no surprise over the weekend, there was a story about, and I'd be curious because you guys have a great marriage, you and your husband, but this is a story about, according to a recent survey, this is the most wanted trait in dating, according to singles. Have you, any guesses as to what you think that is?
The most.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do, by the way, with money, height, which if you're on Tinder, you would think everyone's always about height.
Yeah, no, everyone. Is it like personality based?
It's pretty much, yeah, you're very
like
close.
Like funny? I mean, I feel like everybody says they want someone who's funny.
Actually, no, it even higher than physical attraction or being funny. The survey found that most singles consider meaningful conversation the most important factor when looking for a healthy relationship. The bulk of people surveyed not only are looking for someone that they click with, but also want their potential partner to know how to communicate. You think that's like
that's
key?
Great. Absolutely.
I do too. An emotional, I've been to tons of therapy too. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I become so into communicating. Like, I can't stop. I'm, you know, instead of just being passive aggressive and biting your tongue and not confronting any issue, to have like a normal, healthy conversation about stuff, it's so good for you and your partner.
It is. It's like you have to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I do. I like to over communicate now. And Dan and I went to couples therapy. And so like one of the exercises is like you have to like stop and like look into each other's eyes and like talk about your love. Dan like hates it.
We had to do that. And I wonder if we go the same person.
Probably. Lee. Oh my God. I can't remember her last name, but I love her. I'm like obsessed.
So do you still do couples therapy together?
Well, ironically, I want to go back for a tune-up, which Dan is not really feeling. So I have to like, I'm like, but it's not that we need therapy again. It's just like you have to like check in and like keep the emotions going.
Yes.
Yeah, the tune-up.
Yeah.
But he's very organized as well. So he like checks things off his list. So I think in his mind, we've checked off the couples therapy mark. So why are we going back? I'm like, no, it doesn't.
We did it.
Work
it's
like
done.
No, I love going because like sometimes it's the one place where men feel like really safe to like show their emotions. And, you know, you're in this like really calm, relaxing room. You can talk about how you feel. Mm-hmm. So much comes out, you know.
I know. And we actually switched therapists because one of them just kept taking my side. And I feel bad about that. I'm like, I even felt that some of the stuff I was doing was like crazy. Like I was almost like testing her to see if she would take his side. So we ended up switching. And I think he liked it even more because it was somebody who was really giving their honest feedback of, you know, who was right or wrong or if nobody was in the situation.
That is so funny. I do feel that way with Robin Mize, who's like my mindful living therapist and eating. I think now, like, she just doesn't think I can do anything wrong. So, like, whenever I call her with a work situation, she's like, I think you're right. I think these people don't treat you well. I'm like, but this can't be every situation. Yeah, like,
I know.
Like, Robin.
But you keep calling her because it's nice.
Oh, I love her so much. Like, she helps. So it's just amazing to talk it out with people
Yes.
that aren't your family or friends. And it's like, I feel like you can only go to that well with your friends so many times before it's like, you know, you want to get together and have fun with them and have a good girls trip and talk a little, but not like all, you know, we all have that girlfriend that dumps everything and you're like, all right.
I know. And also it's like, you know whose side they're going to take because
right.
they're your friend. They have your back. So it's not even going to be like real advice. And if it is, you're probably going to be pissed at them if they take the other side. So.
Oh, my God. I totally agree. We have to talk about now, Allie, you know I'm bizarre. I'm bizarre. I have very strange, weird fetishes and likes. Have you seen the first male sex doll that is being made in California?
No. Can I?
Oh, my God. We've got to pull up this. First of all, I watched this whole thing because a Vice reporter ends up having sex with this $10,000 male sex doll. It is like, wait till you see it. It's from Synthetics in California. They're saying that this is outselling the female doll. And the highest states where people are ordering these, where women are ordering them, is Texas, Minnesota, and Michigan.
Really?
Yeah, which they try to make it political and basically say those are Republican states okay. where people feel very, like, you know, sexually repressed or whatever. But this blows my mind that people are willing to spend $10,000 on a male doll that, I mean, it doesn't talk to you. Like, it's just like it lays there. And, like, you just have sex with it.
I can't. Although, I mean, I guess maybe sometimes that doesn't seem like that bad of a.
I really want to order this doll. Like, I want to do a GoFundMe to get one as, like, a mascot for the podcast.
You should.
Don't you think that'd be great?
I love that. They actually should make one that says, like, at least, like, asks about the woman's feelings just a little bit. You know, what I mean?
Like,
to not speak at all, like, that's not speaking to women.
It should be, like, a doll. Okay, we're playing a little clip of the video. This is him. Okay,
wait,
this is, like, this is it.
That's not a doll.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's being played right now on Facebook Live. This is pretty safe for work. You can see some pubes, I think. Look, this doll looks straight up Westworld. Like, if you watch that show, isn't it? It is like, it looks like a man.
Wow.
You design everything. Everything. From the color of his skin.
So that's
penis
why
size.
Each one is custom done.
Completely custom. Look at this. Oh, my God. You make out with his lips. They're like so plasticky.
I know. The face, I was going to say, definitely is fake.
If you guys haven't seen this too, it's on my Facebook page. Just hit Sarah Fraser. You can see the video. Look at his eyes.
No,
like beautiful
I'm so
blue
creeped
eyes.
Out. So creeped out.
I think this is. Oh! 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 God. We just showed full on penis on Facebook. Oh, this will be going down later. Anyway, Do you think, I really want to start a GoFundMe. I think he'd be amazing to get. And then listeners, based on how much they donate, can customize. You know, if you want to put up $1,500, you can pick his penis.
Wait, this is, no, you have to do that. Yeah. Yes.
And then they say that they even are getting bizarre offers. And this is not my order. Okay, this did not come from me. But they said they had a woman call in and wanted a vagina on his shin. So they had like a vagina on his shins and then the penis. Like, what? What is going on? What is going on? Oh my God. Anyway, okay, that's a no for you. All right. Okay.
But I'll contribute to the GoFundMe.
Okay, we're putting it up. Oh
yeah,
my God.
I love that idea.
This psychic in New York, I'm fascinated by this story actually for the police officer that's really detective, but a clairvoyant in New York City could be looking up to 10 years in jail after she has swindled clients out of $800,000. And this woman essentially was getting clients to pay for spells. Like if you couldn't find love, like she was like, okay, here for $1,000, I'm going to make this spell. And then this man is going to come into your life. Anyway, clients were doing this. She swindled one Canadian client out of $740,000.
Wow.
Another one in Manhattan out of $72,000. And she's been arrested. And of course, the joke is that psychic Zoe did not predict her arrest happening. Right, which is always what they do.
No idea.
No clue. Bitch was like, what? Why can't? Now, I always ask psychics that, and they get very upset. They say that they can't predict the future, that that's a misconception, that they're feeling and reading your energy.
Well, and so that's my question, though, with how she was arrested for fraud. Did she guarantee that this spell would, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she did. So essentially, she basically told them, the people that like, and including she told one client, the one that she swindled out of $740,000, that she needed to build a gold pyramid for the woman to attract the right man. So she said, send me $100,000 and I'll make this pyramid. The pyramid never happened. I mean, I think if like she'd produce the stuff.
Yeah. Okay. No, now it makes sense why she was arrested. Before I was like, these people are idiots for, they're still idiots for just throwing their money at her.
Well, Bob Nijard is the, he is the man investigating these. And he says that law enforcement do not take clairvoyant crime seriously. He says that while he received excellent cooperation from the NYPD in regard to this particular case, often police treat psychic fraud as a joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which, like, I mean, come on, don't you think it is kind of a, I don't know.
Like it's stupid of the people for them paying her, right?
Yeah, I mean, does anyone really, I don't know, but you are preying on vulnerable souls. You know, this woman in Canada hadn't had a man in like 30 years.
Right, she was like conning them a little bit. Yeah.
Girlfriend, we've got a sex doll for $10,000.
You don't need any love spells. You just need the sex doll. You're all set.
And when we order the sex doll, I also thought we could do like the Uber sex doll delivery, like around DC. Like if you want to rent him, right?
Can you imagine that Uber driver? Hold on one second. Wait, can you bend its legs to sit up?
It can sit up in bed the whole thing.
Of course, it can do any position, I'm sure. It's $10,000.
And remember when you go to Blockbuster, it was like, be kind, rewind. Like we could sort of do a same slogan like for you to kind of like clean him a little post-use. For the next person, like, be kind, wipe his behind.
Yeah. Oh,
like, whatever, you know, like, whatever areas.
Like, so that's anyway, genius.
There you go, right? I mean, this poor woman being preyed on by. It's hard to take psychic crime seriously, though. I'm sorry.
I know. And honestly, I've never been to a psychic before.
You haven't at all?
No.
Really?
I'm like scared to a little bit.
Not even a tarot card reader?
No, because I've always been told, I think growing up, my mom would be like, what if they told you that you're going to die tomorrow? You know, then you'd be, you know.
Which they never tell you. First of all, I'm kind of with you. I had a psychic that I thought was really great. Like I walked into a room and she was like, oh my God. She's like, you're going to be working in a building in LA. She's like, you're going to meet your life partner at 37. Like she was so on me. I was like, oh, this chick really knows. So, and then she's like, but there's something going on with your heart. Like at 44, you need to like check in with your heart, all this stuff.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, oh my God, I got to find out. So I call her back, right? Like I schedule an appointment a month and a half later and she like completely forgot me. She's like, there's something going on with your feet. There's like, I was like, this is it. I got this. I got so deflated. I was like, but wait a second. What about like...
Is my heart okay?
Yeah. She's like, oh, no, I'm not getting anything about your heart. She's like, where did you hear that? I was like, from you, bitch. Like, where do you think? I mean, like, what do you think? Like, that was it. I've sworn off them too.
Yeah. No. And that's why. It's just they make me paranoid. I know. I did see one. I think it was a Real Housewives episode where one of them talks to, you know, dead people. And so I thought that that would be cool to see if I could talk to my dad. But my husband thinks that's absolutely crazy and we shouldn't do it. He's like,
I don't know. They never, I went to a shaman healer too.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh, he talked to dead people. Okay. A shaman healer.
And he told me, what did he tell me about my dad? I mean, I feel like it was a pretty generic message. Like, your dad wants you to keep pushing forward or something. I was like, okay. Well, you know.
It didn't bring you any comfort or anything?
No, but supposedly I think you have to be very, I think with shaman healers, you have to come with really specific, like I didn't really want to contact. I don't know. I just didn't either.
Okay.
But I don't know if I really believe it.
Yeah, no, and that's my thing too. I'm very skeptical of it.
I know, so am I. How do you feel about this? Sam isn't playing any sports yet, right? At 2.5, like you're not doing any sports as a kid, are you?
He took a soccer class, but I mean he sat on the soccer ball most of the time. Oh. So.
Well, how do you feel about this? In Arlington, right here in Arlington, Virginia, for those of you, we have listeners all over, but we do, our base is out of D.C. So in Arlington this past weekend, they held a silent soccer weekend to celebrate Mother's Day, where the parents were asked that they could not cheer, speak, or coach their kids from the sideline, period. No feedback was allowed for the entire weekend. It's a reminder to adults that kids don't need constant instruction to be able to play the game. Are you for this? Or because you're getting into this. I mean, soccer in all like areas now, all these sports are so competitive for these kids.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like I remember my mom would like really get into like yelling and stuff. So on one hand, I can understand this. But if you're just cheering your kid on, I don't think you should. I don't think it should be called silent soccer. I think it should be just like, hey, let's not be negative if we're doing cheers. Like, let's just be like, yay, go team. Is that bad too? Is that just only positive reinforcement?
No, I think that's great. I mean, I like the trophy for everyone. You know, I mean, as a kid, I've been on like all the losing teams because I'm so
Me
sure.
Too.
Like after you go home after so many games, you don't win shit. You're
no.
like, you know what? A consolation prize would be awesome.
Like, yeah. Not to mention, I see how my husband watches sports and it's like scary. Like he screams at the TV that I'm scared for the day when we have to go to one of Sam's soccer games, baseball games, yeah. Whatever it is. So maybe silence is the way to go. Maybe it is.
Maybe we should do it after all. Okay, I want to do one more story, and then we're going to have Taste of Arlington is here. So that's a great event that's coming up in the Arlington area next weekend. So I want to tell you about that. And then also I'm wearing this colorful jumpsuit. So we're going to talk about Tona Michelle, who's a local designer. She also has a store. So we're going to talk fashion and what you're supposed to wear. Are you going to any weddings this year? This
I
summer?
Do. Yeah, I do.
You
have
do?
Two weddings.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look at you.
And I love that jumpsuit.
Thank you.
I love it.
Okay, I didn't think I looked like a clown.
No, and I love how the sleeves are ruffled and stuff. They're so cute.
I agree. I think it was, I'm a big fan. Also, over the weekend, I wanted to talk about, too, the royal wedding is coming up. We're having a party.
Ooh.
Yes, we're having, right here, we're having a royal wedding watch party on Saturday. Allie, if you're around, you should come.
Yeah, this
Everybody,
looks fun.
People are like loving you on Facebook Live, so I feel like you need to come. And Jalen is saying silent soccer is the stupidest concept that's ever been invented. They took one of the most boring sports imaginable and made it worse.
That's a really good point.
A bunch of uncoordinated kids running around in circles chasing a ball in silence? Are you kidding me? Can you honestly imagine a more brutal punishment for parents or the kids? Oh my God, that was epic.
If we can bring a cooler, I'd be down.
Yes.
That's fine.
So come to our royal watch party. It's 10 a.m. Podcast Village. We are going to have Prosecco. We're going to have treats. Paul Wharton is going to be here. We're only RSVPing, though, 30 people. So space is limited. I'm going to tell you how to do that. I wanted to bring up, though, I'm obsessed with crazy nail trends.
I know you are. Yeah. And I love your nails right
so,
now, by the way.
Right now, I have three different shades of blue on. Right. And so over the weekend, though, I found this video of mustache nails that women are wearing. I think it's a very small group. But we're bringing up the video. The nails have noses on them with mustaches hanging out of the bottom.
Like, is it like textured, like furry?
Textured,
ew,
furry.
No.
What kind of, what's your manicure style?
I usually get gel, but I was tired last night, so I just painted them myself.
Oh,
but
they look
I usually
so good.
Just do like a red or a pink, and that's it.
I mean, I'm loving everything you're wearing, by the way. You're gorgeous, and you have like 5-star designer taste.
Thank you. I tried to match your theme.
Does your husband have a brother?
Because
he He's like, Sue, we want everything. She's got a fabulous Gucci belt on. We want it.
Oh, stop.
This is, you are watching on Facebook Live. If you are listening to the podcast and you can't watch, this video is on my Instagram. Just go to Hey Frage. Right now, the nail technician is making a nose on the nail, putting the nostrils. Okay, yep. Painting them. Sure. Okay, doing all that. Just wait. As they're making the hair. Oh, here we go.
This seems like a hygiene hazard or something. Like if you're eating and I mean, the mustache, how do you even? It's just
she's making mustaches. Here's a long one, short one. She's trimming them. I mean, can you even believe this?
Ew, okay, so it's really
there's like a handlebar mustache.
Yeah. It's the hair on the nail. I don't need hair on nails. No, thank you.
Oh my God, who would get on Facebook right now? Would you ever do that? I'm looking for a nail technician. I'm going to do podcast nails.
Ooh,
They're going to have headphones, a microphone. What else can we put on it there?
The mouth.
My logo. Mouth. Yeah, I'm going to have podcast nails. What else do people do? I feel like they always have like Blue Apron as a sponsor, so I'll have like a food basket or something.
Oh, yeah.
Every podcast you ever listen to, it's either like Squarespace. I'll have Squarespace and like Blue Apron. They're
and you need
on
to
everyone.
Have like gels on like little like, yeah. You know, jewels.
Everyone. Okay, we have to have Taste of Arlington. They are here. They're giving away passes. We'll talk all about that. Tina Leone is here from Ballston Bid. Tina!
Hello! Yay! So happy to be here.
Oh my God. Are you okay following that sex doll thing? You're probably like, okay.
This is nothing phases me. In fact, I'm wondering why you didn't pour me some wine already since I've been sitting here.
My God, where's your... No, your wine glass is right... Okay, oh wait, you know what? It's right here.
You got a mug right there. Oh, that's good. Hey.
Okay,
I gotta
Tina,
join the party.
Taste of Arlington is amazing. It is coming up Sunday.
This Sunday, the 20th.
This Sunday, the 20th. It is one of Ballston's best events. The food is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Tell us what is going on that we can expect for people.
It's fantastic this year. I mean, this is our 31st year. It's the sixth year that Ballston bid and Ballston gives, our charitable arm, or have been running the taste. And this year is going to be the biggest ever, the best ever. We got 60 restaurants and food trucks. Which is the primary reason you're going there is to stuff your face, you know, try out some new restaurants, learn some new things about where they are and what they're serving, et cetera. So they'll be testing out some new dishes there. We have our kid zone there, so bring the kids.
Yes.
We really worked hard to make this a family-friendly event over the last several years. It's really important to us because, you know, the kids got to have something to do. Bring the dogs because we love dogs. We have a dog park there. That Animal Welfare League of Arlington is going to be running for us. So it's really important to know that the proceeds from this event all go to charitable partners. So Ballston Gives and then seven other nonprofit charitable partners that work in Arlington to make it better for everybody. So, for example, the Arlington Arts Center is going to be the Kids Zone, the Animal Welfare League is in the dog park, and we have several others as well. So the proceeds are the net proceeds are going to these charities. So when you're looking at your $45 taste booklet, it's not just about the food for have a great time, but you're supporting these charities as well.
Awesome. Well, and our own AJ, who's the producer of this podcast, she is going to be one of the celebrity judges.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us a sneak peek? Like, who are some of the restaurants or some of the tents that she's going to be visiting that AJ needs a heads up
well,
about?
Well, you got to visit our presenting sponsor, of course, Courthouse Social.
Okay.
They're phenomenal.
I don't want to like sway the votes, but I will tell you, Courthouse Social, you need to go, Allie, with your husband.
I need to go there.
They have the most amazing boneless, all-natural chicken wings you have. It's the bougiest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, they're like, oh, these chickens are all grass-fed. They've never had a GMO. They're amazing. And they make the best damn wings. Some nights I am craving. I'm like, Dan, we're going to Courthouse Social. It is so good.
They're phenomenal.
Phenomenal food.
Cave Sava is the owner. We actually had him on our podcast. He's on our podcast right now. I interviewed him. And he's just tremendous. You got to ask about Saffron if you ever meet him. He's fantastic. So you got to taste what they won last year. They won the best appetizer. They're going to be back in it again. We don't judge, so this is not on us.
Right.
You know, we have like 40 judges. And you know, your producer being one of them. And then we have, of course, you know, all kinds of people that are doing the judges. We have political figures, you know, some, you know, people that are just, you know, affiliated with the bid. So, but you got to make your own judgment. You know, you got to get out there and do as much tasting as possible. So definitely get out there. I mean, there's so much to choose from this year. I mean, and we have gluten-free options, vegetarian options,
everything.
You know, desserts, appetizers, and, you know, anything that you can imagine is there.
Vegan, we got you covered.
Yeah, it's all there. What's really cool this year year, too, though, is our VIP pavilion. We're opening this up to the general public so you can purchase tickets to the VIP tent.
Allie gets to hold one.
Allie gets to come in for free if she wants to come. And anybody, I know. But you can't purchase them. We're going to give them away for free on the podcast today with you.
We're giving away a pair of passes, yes.
It's worth $110 today, right now. On the day of, they're $125.
Woo!
Oh, nice.
With the VIP pass, you get to come an hour early, so you can come in at 11, and you're going to have free food in the VIP pavilion.
And you meet every local celebrity. Steve Genevieve from Channel 5 will be there. I saw him.
All your favorite TV yeah. radio characters are there.
They're all in the VIP 10, so you can go harass all of them.
It's fun. Yeah, they get to learn more. They get to learn more about what you're doing, and maybe you can get on TV, because that's what happened last year with our Chamber of Commerce people. We do a great program with them and called Yay Young Entrepreneurs Academy, and that got on television. So it's all who you know.
Oh my God, it is. Yeah. So May 20th, you guys, be sure to check them out. Taste of Arlington, and if you want to be entered to win, we're going to pick a winner tomorrow. All you've got to do is share the Facebook Live that we're watching right now from my Sarah Fraser page. So share it with someone, you'll be entered to win, and then we're going to pick a winner for the VIP lounge passes. These are amazing, great value.
One thing to remember, though, it's a free event, so you don't have to pay to get in, just to taste and drink. So
awesome.
Really important.
Oh, cool. Tina, thank you so much. Hang out. We want to take a picture. We're going to have Tona Michelle in here to talk about what you're supposed to wear to a wedding. So, you know, who knows? If your groom leaves you, you can head to Taste of Arlington May 20th. And then
good idea.
I would
drink.
Show up in my... Yeah,
plenty
just drink.
To drink.
Exactly.
Tina, you're fabulous. Thank you so much for working with the show. We can't wait to have AJ there.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tina. All right. Tona Michelle is heading right in here from Misty Blue BF. And then we have some pineapple mail, Allie, which pineapple mail is our... every week we read emails from listeners, and this is kind of tough. This woman really needs our advice.
Okay.
Because I think this guy is just not that into her, but she's really hoping that maybe she's reading the signs wrong.
Okay. All right. Dive in. Let's do it.
Well, Tona's coming in right now. We're going to talk fashion, and then we're going to talk pineapple mail.
Okay.
And then we'll get you out of here. I know you have to go to therapy after.
That's not till 3, I mean, but it's true.
Pineapple mail.
I love that. So it's legit.
Tona Michelle, come sit down. You are fabulous. Look at this woman. She is decked down.
She is. Oh.
In gorgeous, a black dress that has pearls all over the top, this beautiful bee brooch, and these fabulous dangling earrings. I love it.
Thank
and you're
you.
Watching us on Facebook Live.
I am. I'm like, okay, let me turn it down.
Now talk right into this microphone.
Okay.
You are a female-owned business.
Yes.
I love you. You were awesome. You, a couple years ago, had a business, Allie, where it was called Dress in a Box?
Or Styled in a Box.
Styled in a Box.
Styled
it was a box.
Box.
I feel like it was like before the time that you could even... order boxes, which now like Fit Fab, all those are really popular. But you had a whole outfit that came in a box.
Exactly. So it was like, I would create.
We're going to have you get so close. You have to like eat this.
Outfits.
There you
wow.
go. Sorry, honey.
Create outfits, including accessories, and it would come in a cute little box that I had designed. So hence, Styled in a Box.
That's how it started. Much like Allie and me, your story was what? How long ago did you leave your job? You had the opportunity to leave.
It was just... this January, actually. Yeah. So I was there for like almost 12 years. And unfortunately, we lost the contract. And I was like, okay, this is the perfect time. You know, nice severance package, insurance for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm like hitting the ground running.
So you have started your own online store. It's called Misty Blue.
Yes.
B-L-E-U.
Yes.
B-F.
Misty Blue Beauty and Fashion Boutique. So the BF is for beauty and fashion.
And I'm going to share, of course, your Instagram, because you and I have done a partnership. So over the next 8 weeks, you're going to be seeing me in different outfits that are all clothes that we can buy from you.
Exactly.
And the reason I wanted, one of the reasons I wanted to partner with you is you have sizes 4 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely hate the word plus size. I think that's so stupid. I think women come in all different shapes and sizes, and people are always like, oh, plus size. Fuck plus size. It's so isn't it dumb? I mean, who cares, right? And no, we're 1 minute we're a size 4, the next we're a 14.
Right.
No, it's just I'm various on this scale.
Exactly.
Stop calling me plus, okay?
Yeah, 1 year I may be down and 1 minute up. Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to partner with you because you really help women of all different heights, features, shapes, mm-hmm. bodies. You've got sizes for everybody.
Exactly.
I am wearing your jumpsuit that Allie loves.
I'm like obsessed
we love.
With it.
She looks good.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
You also have terrific price points. Give us an idea of an average. I can do an outfit with you for what? Under 100? You have great accessories.
Yeah,
really good.
Under 100. I mean, You can get an outfit. Yeah, under 100, you can get an outfit and probably some shoes and some accessories.
I love that. Yeah, that's amazing. 100.
Yeah.
I know, because I'm going for the Gucci belt next, but then that's it. Like, then I just got to style that with, like, every fucking thing, because it's, $500.
You put that around the jumper. Yes. I wear this every day.
Yes. It seems to be the thing, the belt with, you know.
The belt with everything.
Yeah. I guess I'm not one of those people. I don't like to follow trends.
And we're also giving away 15% off with the Hey Fresh code.
Yes, absolutely. So take advantage of it. Yeah. Well, so we want to do this for, like,
what are we doing?
Three months, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
3 months, 15% off when you use code HeyFrage when you order.
HeyFrage, exactly.
Okay, we're going to put up. But you're also here to talk, wedding season is coming up. So
yes.
Tell us about that, what people can wear to weddings.
Well, actually, I just finished with Good Morning Washington talking about that. Yeah, Julie says she loves you. She's like, you going to be on HeyFrage? I say, yeah. She's like, I love
Sarah.
I got
to get Julie right on here, too, to dish.
She would be really
you two
good.
Together, oh, my God.
She's hysterical.
Yes.
I know.
You would have to have a buffer between you two, though, because you two together.
We're wild women.
Yes.
I love her. She is, like, off the charts. Oh, yeah. My God. And I worked with her for years at Metro Networks.
Really?
Oh,
that's right.
She was hysterical. Like, she would go around and run that place. Like, we had a boss, Jim, who, like, didn't, like, poor thing. He tried to get up in meetings, and then Julie would be like, shut up, Jim. And then she'd just, like, take over. And everyone was like, oh, my God. And then Jim, she'd be like, Jim, this is what we're going to do. And then she'd get on, like, and do, like, some traffic report. And Jim was scared to death of her. I mean, I've never worked for a boss again that was like scared of like one employee. He's terrified. He'd be like, okay, Julie. And she'd be like, sit down. And he'd just like sit. And she would like run the whole fucking place. It was great. We used to have the best time.
Good.
The best time.
You should have her horn one day. That'll be really fun.
It's so funny you were saying that. Yeah. Anyway, okay, we can talk about Julie forever. She's a riot. What do we wear?
Okay, so what I talked about there is pretty much the trends, the fashion design, the designers for the bridal sector are pretty much taking their cues from the fashion designer sector, the fashion sector.
Okay.
So you're seeing different materials. Like instead of the typical satin and silk material for gowns and dresses, you're seeing material like neoprene or wicker material.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're also seeing prints, not like animal prints or anything, but floral. Floral has been really big in the fashion.
Allie's wearing it.
In
the fashion segment for the last 2 to 3 years. And so now the bridal industry are taking cues from that. And so you're seeing really nice gowns and dresses in floral print. Not much so for the bride, but for the bridesmaids. Another thing is ruffles. Not the old, yes.
I'm wearing
exactly.
them.
Exactly. So ruffles are really big in jumpsuits and shirts and dresses. And so ruffles are really big. So you don't have to get like really big frumpy. You know, there are some nice, classy, more chicer style ruffles that you can wear. What we showed today was a dress that had just the ruffles down the sleeve.
Yes.
Which was really nice. Another thing is bows. As you can see, I'm wearing one now.
Yep.
So bows are really big on both industries. So the designers for the bridal sector, they're pretty much going with the big oversized bows, which is really cute. It's not, you know, it depends on where they put the bow. Don't put it in the back, you know.
Oh, really?
But a nice one on the side, you know, off to the side.
All right.
It's really nice. Yeah.
Well, I love this jumpsuit that I'm wearing because it makes me look like Kim Kardashian without the surgery.
It does.
It really does. It gives me like a nude good waist, these
a
like
little booty
popping
tooch.
Booty. I know. This
as
white
Tyra
girl
would say, a little booty tooch.
All these years and I finally have a booty.
One.
Where can people go and check out your site and order with Hey Fresh? You get 15% off the next 3 months. We're doing it and check out Tona's style. So what's the website?
www.mistyblue, that's MISTYBLEU.com.
Fabulous. You are terrific. I'm so happy to be partnering with you.
I'm happy too.
I love a woman who's taking a risk and really doing it. Good for you because it's scary.
It is. It is.
What is for you? We've all talked about this, but what's for you been the scariest moment of leaving a traditional job?
Well, I guess for me, it's still new. So I'm not like fully embraced by it. Like I still go online. Indeed, I'm like, let me see what jobs are out here.
Right.
You know, like,
you're finding your rhythm still.
Yeah. So I'm like, and then I'll go in there and I'm like, oh, I absolutely do not want to do any of these things, you know? So for me, that's just the thing, just coming to grips that, okay, this is your dream. This is something you always wanted. Embrace it and just, you know, hit the ground running mm-hmm. with it.
Yes, yeah. And you are so talented. You and not only that, but you also style, so people
yeah,
can
I just style.
Call
and
you.
I was a licensed makeup artist, so.
Wow, you can do it all.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of gotten away from the makeup. I mean, I still do it for myself, you know, when I have to. But other than that, fashion and style has always been my thing ever since a child. Making doll clothes for my doll.
Oh, I love that.
My doll was so fly. Oh, my God. I still remember this little corduroy outfit I made. She had some little culottes and a little jacket. Oh, my God. Yeah. And my dad, he purchased my first sewing machine when I was 4.
Wow.
I didn't quite master the sewing machine, but by hand, oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
That's
good for
awesome.
You.
Yeah. That's yeah. amazing.
Well, stay right here. We always close Monday's show with Pineapple Mail, which is emails that we get from listeners. You can always email me, sarah@heyfrage.com. We have everything under the sun. Ooh. We've actually picked an appropriate one for you today, because sometimes we get some really crazy ones of people trying to use a vibrator in front of their cat. It's like really... I saved you from that.
Oh my
okay.
God, where's my wine? Let me get a squeeze.
Everyone
squeeze.
Wants the booze. Oh my God, we need
not
one.
Much of a drinker, but
yes.
I want to okay. join in.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Need, good. Okay. Good. Good.
Everybody needs alcohol. Everyone's like, where the? I didn't think people would want to drink at noontime. Everyone's like, where's the rosé
okay,
for God's
not
sake?
Bad.
Okay, yeah. Take a listen to this. She only wants to go by the name A. She says, hey, Sarah, I just wanted to say how happy I am to listen to your podcast. I absolutely love it, and I listen to you for years on the radio. So I want your advice. I am in my mid-20s and dating, unsuccessfully so far. But there's this one guy who I was very interested in that pulled the disappearing act, and I want to know if I did anything wrong, if I'm just interpreting the signs wrong the whole time, or if I should just hang back and maybe he'll come back. She says, we met 2 months ago in a bar. I know, not a great place to meet a guy, but he was really nice, and we talked until the bar closed and exchanged numbers. He didn't try to take me home that night or anything. He also texted me the next day. We talked for a bit and kept trying to meet up, but we were both out of town over the next couple of weeks after our initial meeting. Then there was a week or so lull that we didn't talk, but there was an upcoming festival that we were both going to, Broccoli Fest. He said that he wanted to meet up with me there, so we did. We texted, we met up, we had a great time, talked, drank, same thing. He did not take me home that night. I messaged him the next day saying it was a great time and we should do it again. He agreed, even asked me how my day was going. We chatted for a bit more and that was it. Then to complicate things, we're Snapchat friends, and during the last week or so, he's responded to a mass number of snaps. He even messaged me via Snapchat app. I figured him actually taking interest in me and my day was. I say all this to write, though, since we saw each other at Broccoli Fest, he follows my Snapchats. He'll respond a message, but never wants to actually get together. After typing this whole thing out, I realized that this guy maybe just isn't into me, but it makes me think, then what is he interested in? And why act nice and keep hitting me up on Snap? I know I've probably just answered my own question, but I love your advice. Anything that you guys have would make me feel better about this whole thing. So what do you guys think when a guy, because that is kind of weird, right? They did meet up twice.
And it went really well.
Yeah.
And he's still messaging her and, you know, kind of keeping
her
interested. It almost sounds like maybe he's just playing around with her because he really is in a relationship or something.
Ooh, that's
yeah,
really
that's
good.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. Yeah, he's playing the field. You know, he wanna keep her around, you know, just to have
yeah,
something
like maybe
else
he's
on his
not,
side.
Yeah, maybe he's yeah. not in a real relationship, but I think the fact he could be, but also just the fact that he's, how he's being with her, he's like, he's still keeping her just a little bit in there, so that yeah. way he can call her up when he wants to
exactly.
hang, but there's
yeah.
sadly
oh
probably
God.
Others.
And there's a lot of that going around. I
it's
mean,
called
it's
just, orbiting. I just read about
oh,
this.
Really?
Like, they keep you in their orbit. Like,
oh.
so they like they either text you or you're a little on Snap uh-huh. or you're a little you're in their orbit,
mm.
but they never really like you're
right.
never really in.
Yeah, you're
so
never embraced
get
in.
Get off
yeah.
the ship, honey.
Uh-huh.
Let it go.
So you guys wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, no, be
no.
done.
Yeah.
It's be been done. 2 months. I mean, it's not like it's this.
Yeah, and it's like, why be in limbo? Just get
yeah.
off of it.
So
you know?
Wouldn't respond. If he messages, hey, how are you? You look great in that dress. I loved your snap. You're like, you two are done.
I
would,
yeah, I'm
yeah.
done. Just He's... let him know, hey, no. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to play this game with you. You know,
ooh,
block
I like
his
that.
Number.
Oh.
I like it. I like the idea
I'm
of just like ghosting.
Quick, honey. Yes.
Your ass isn't even, I'm not even yeah. in your orbit anymore
because
yeah. I've blocked
because
you.
Because it becomes tempting, mm-hmm. you know? It's
totally.
Like, oh, I don't, but then you get that like, oh, Just block them. You don't even have to worry about
Isn't that the worst, though? Why do we do that? Like, I've had that happen so many times where you get feelings for someone, and then they never really want to meet up. Like,
exactly.
Oh,
yeah. It's the worst.
I just
worst.
Went through something sort of like that last year.
What's going on with your dating life? You're hot. God. I want to hear about it.
Child. Nothing. You know, after like a year before, not last year, but, oh my God, year before, it was crazy. Like, just... I had to stop, like, girl, what are you doing? Like,
why?
I
mean, what was he doing? Like,
I mean, it was just, you know, just meeting, trying the online thing. That's okay. Still like a foreign thing to me. Like, although I did it, I still can't really wrap my mind around it. And so I've met a couple of guys and crazy, just like,
did they like
crazy.
Dish all their shit on you right
Well,
at, like...
one was, come to find out, he was married.
Oh,
oh.
Him and his wife apparently has some type of...
Open marriage. Oh, please. Yeah. They all say that.
Oh, my God.
They all say
Until
that.
Until I got an email from her.
Whoa.
Yes. I got this long, drawn-out email. She's like, hey, he has problems. He's on medication.
I bet.
He sees a therapist, you know.
He's a therapist?
He sees a therapist. And she's like, you know, I think you're a really nice person. So apparently she's been reading, like, our text and the emails. She was like, I think you're a really nice person. You know, he doesn't have any money. All the money he makes, he brings home to me. I'm like,
oh, my gosh. I feel bad for her.
And it was so bad. Because he was like on his way to visit me for the first time.
Oh my God.
Just when I got this, just before
this was before you'd even met him.
This was before I met him in person. Oh, we just had been talking. And then he was, you know, we finally decided to meet up and he was on his way. And, you know, I'm just on my phone and happy. Like, email. Like,
so what happens when he shows up? Did you show him the email?
Yeah. He tried to say, oh, there's some crazy woman who was stalking him. And I'm like, but. How would she get your email?
Bitch,
well, you
please.
Know, people, exactly. I was like, you know what?
Your ass is blocked.
I was, exactly. Right, exactly.
I would be scared that I even, like, met up with him.
Was.
Like, how'd you get rid of him?
I was like, every time I would go out to my car, I'm looking around.
Yes.
Like, you know, I'm like, is his wife going to show up? You know, I was like, oh my God, it was so crazy. So. And that was that Tinder. Oh, stay away from Tinder. That, honey, I'm telling
There's
you, that
the advice,
is,
kids.
Oh
stay
my
away
God.
From Tinder.
Stay away from it.
Tona, you are gorgeous. We know
Thank
we've
you.
Got a single mortgage guy downstairs named Mark Livingstone. We're going to introduce you to.
Oh, she's just trying to.
She is so crazy. Wouldn't that be like the best like little sales thing forever? You'd have to advertise forever on the show if it worked out. I'd be like, you two found love through me? You better fucking advertise. Like, that would be forever. Oh, my God.
Right,
you girl. Okay, look.
So funny.
We could go on all day with this show. And, like, seriously, you two are amazing.
Thank you.
Tell us again where people can find you.
You can find
wait.
Me.
Okay, wait. No, we're not stopping the show yet. Okay, Allie.
What?
One more thing. We didn't talk about. You have a new podcast adventure. You guys need to listen. Okay, wait. Then we'll start the show. We'll end the show. Where can people? You have a new podcast.
Yes,
coming up.
I'm super excited. I have teamed up with Monique Samuels from Real Housewives of Potomac.
OMG, it's gonna have thousands of downloads.
Yeah, we're really excited. Podcast coming this summer. I'm on it with her husband Chris Samuels and her cousin Hank.
Oh my God, that is going to be the best combo. I love this.
What are you guys it's going to be talk fun. About? Mother, it's mostly like parenting, marriage, relationships, all that stuff. But cousin Hank is a forever bachelor, so he has some good stories.
Really?
Oh yeah.
We should hook him up with Tona.
Oh like, no,
you're no. too. You're too good for him.
He's not going to orbit me. No.
No way in hell. Okay. Oh my God. Allie, where can people follow you?
At Allie Jacobs on Instagram. That's
you are great. So great. Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for being
so
on.
Thank you so much. This was so fun.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Allie. And then where can people, Tona, where can people buy clothes and check you out?
Misty Blue. That's MistyBlue.com.
Oh my God. You guys
and
were so
save your
great.
15% off with Hey Phrase.
Bye, yes. everybody.
Bye.
Keep them out of your orbits. Bye.